Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing going through the book of Hebrews, an amazing book. As I've said over and over and will say over and over, Hebrews is all about how Jesus is better, particularly in relationship to the fact that He is our great high priest. Okay, we saw a little bit of that being introduced in our last episode, and we're going to see it all the way through. Jesus is better. So what should our reaction be in light of that? Our reaction is to be believers, to believe and to keep on believing, to have what Michael Heiser calls a believing loyalty. Because everybody believes in something. Even demons believe. The scripture tells us that. They believe and shudder. They believe and shudder. Think about that. Demons, in some form or another, and there's debate over this, and it could be all-encompassing, but they know, they have seen, they have experienced the Most High God. And so they believe from that perspective, but they do not have their loyalty toward the Most High God. Their loyalty lies elsewhere. So we're in Hebrews chapter 3, and in the last episode we looked at verse 1. So let me read verse 1, and then go into verse 2, which is the balance of a sentence. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to Him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house. Now, as I forewarned you, we move into a sea of pronouns in portions of Hebrews. And you just have to take it step by step to see which is he and which is him and to who's being referred here. So as we've seen, the author is saying, hey, holy brethren, he's reminding them that they're believers and that he's a believer. And he's reminding them that they are partakers of a heavenly calling, okay? A heavenly calling. One translation calls it an invitation, a condition. It's your status, okay? Like an invitation to a banquet kind of thing. That you're partakers of that. They had received that. They were partaking in it. And he tells them, consider Jesus. Now, again, in the 12th chapter, he's going to tell them, fix your eyes upon Jesus. But now he's easing into this, and he's reminding them, hey, remember, consider Jesus. Jesus, who is the apostle and high priest of our confession. The word apostle, apostolos in the Greek, means a messenger, one who's sent out with a message. That's all it simply means, okay? We want to make it some kind of thing. Yeah, there were the 12 apostles, and the 12 have a special status in several things. But someone who is sent forth with a message, a messenger, is an apostle. Yes, apostles still exist today, okay? That role and that function you see in Ephesians 4 is very, very important. I will acquiesce and agree to the point that many, many who call themselves apostles do not have that calling. They've just given themselves a title. Man always does that kind of thing. But here, he's saying that Jesus is the messenger. He's the one that's brought forth this message, and he is the high priest of our confession, the high priest of what we agree to, what we acknowledge. What we say, yes, we believe this. Well, what are we confessing? What are we agreeing to? We're agreeing to the message that Jesus brought, that he is the Son of God, that he is Yeshua HaMashiach, that he is the Messiah. So the author is sitting here saying, he's reminding, hey, guys, brethren, brothers, you're partakers of the high calling. Think about Jesus. Consider Jesus. Jesus is the apostle and the high priest of our confession. A high priest is really important because, remember, these folks were coming out of Judaism. And that high priest, he was the man. Okay, he's the one that led. He's the one that determined. You know, it really is sort of a reflection within our modern society. In most of our churches, we have one position that is exalted like that. We call it the pastor position. You really don't see that in Scripture, by the way. You don't see it the way that we see it. The way that in most evangelical churches, we see the role and the function of what we call the pastor is really just echoes of leftover Catholicism. People get all bent out of shape when you say that kind of thing, but it really is. It's not at all what you see in Scripture, that type of leadership. Do you have leaders? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But when you look to see what the Scriptures say, you see that you have a plurality of leadership, and that plurality of leadership leads the body through the giftedness that the Holy Spirit releases. That's what Ephesians is all about. Go read Ephesians 3, 4, 5, 6. That's what that's talking about, how the bodies function together, plus other portions of Scripture give insight into this. But the idea here that Jesus is the high priest, and later on he's called the great high priest of our confession, that has a profound impact to someone who's coming out of Judaism. We can understand it in one level. We can understand it from an academic level. We can understand it from what the Scripture says and say, yes, I believe that, I believe this. But folks, their whole society had been centered around the law and the high priest and that role and that functioning. So the writer sort of doubles down on this in the next verse. Listen to this. Verse 2 continues the rest of the sentence. He was faithful to him who appointed him. So he, Jesus, was faithful to him, the Father, who appointed him, Jesus. So the Father appointed the Son to a certain thing, certain roles, certain function in here. He was faithful to him. Then it says this, as Moses also was in all his house. As Moses also was in all his house. So what is the Spirit telling us right here? Well, we've seen it already. It's been said flat out in the first two chapters that Jesus is better than the angels. It's inferred from the first couple of verses of the first chapter that the word that Jesus brought is better than the word that the Lord spoke to the prophets, to the fathers of old. Remember that? And then there's some other references and inferences in those first two chapters that Jesus is better than death. He's more powerful than death. Here, the Spirit is telling us and telling them that Jesus was faithful to the Father who appointed him, in the same way that Moses was faithful to the Father in all of his house. And the his, if you just listen to it like this, you go, whose house is it speaking to? Is it speaking of Moses' house? Is it speaking of God's house? Well, when you read it, it's capitalized. And as I tell people all the time, capitalization, punctuation, grammar is a form of commentary. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. So what's being said is capitalized here. Is that Moses was faithful to all of God's house in the same way that Moses is faithful, the Son is faithful. Is he actually going to say that Jesus is better than Moses? What do you think? Let me just read the third verse and we'll pick it up there next time, okay? For he, and I'm speaking of Jesus, has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. Yeah, he cuts right to it, doesn't he? He says that Jesus is worthy of more glory than Moses. That right there, folks, just cuts to the chase, particularly with people who are believers that are coming out of Judaism. Now, the author's not going to stop here. Later on, he's actually going to say, oh, Jesus is better than Abraham, too. It is not that he's undermining their faith. It's not that they're undermining their past or anything like that. He said, oh, no, no, that is foundational for what we believe. So for us today, what do? Hey, realize that we are partakers of the heavenly calling. Consider Jesus. Think of Jesus. He's the one that brought the message of salvation. He is the high priest of our confession. He was faithful in the same way that Moses was. He is worthy of more glory than anybody else. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next episode.